Here's some really important advice to navigate the collapse that is already happening. Don't think positive, think practical. You hear people all the time saying, think positive. Well, what does that actually mean? In some cases, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a positive attitude, like a can-do attitude. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with treating other people in a positive manner, you know, being polite, right? Being inspiring, being empowering to others, which I think you and I both do. But sometimes when people say, think positive, what they mean is be positive even in the face of overwhelming evidence that things are going wrong and ignore the things that are going wrong. It's kind of like a willing blindness to the reality of the world around you. As if when the banks collapse, some people will say, oh, just be positive. You know, think positive. The banks, they'll come back. Your money's safe. And no, your money's not safe. Your money's not safe right now, even as the collapse hasn't yet happened. Thinking positive can be a recipe for being caught with your pants down. It's a recipe for rejecting reality in many cases, because let's face it, the real world right now is not very positive. Things are going horribly wrong. We're about to enter World War III. The dollar's losing 2% of its purchasing power every month. Right, the elections are rigged. The news is faked. We found out the truth. Well, I mean, you and I knew the whole time, but now the truth has come out about the origins of COVID. It wasn't just some random thing. Yeah, they built it in a lab. Yeah, it was gain of function. Yeah, it was a biological weapon. Yeah, they released it on purpose. Yes, they're trying to kill us. Okay, you can't just say, well, think positive, it'll all be okay. Not exactly. You need to think practical. So what do I mean by thinking practical? Well, it means having a step-by-step plan and implementing it each and every day to survive the global extinction that has been unleashed upon us. And this means that we all need to understand the vectors of global extinction. And if you're listening to this, you probably have a pretty good grasp of that, because we interview people that talk about those vectors, you know, geoengineering and weather control, a food infrastructure collapse, the energy takedowns, the taking away of your rights, your freedoms, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. You know, we're going to end up probably in global nuclear warfare, or at least nuclear terrorism of some kind. These events are happening, and as you understand them, you know, depopulation via vaccines and so on, as you understand them, then you know that this can be navigated. We can handle it. We can survive. We can survive not by rejecting reality. We can survive by recognizing it and then having a plan, a real practical plan to navigate it. So what does that mean? Well, growing your own food, you know, stockpiling supplies, maybe garden seeds, maybe some backup food. Maybe some ammunition. Getting away from the cities if you can. As far away as you can from the population areas. Learning skills. Learning off-grid skills. Learning how to live without electricity if it comes to that. Having backup plans in every area of your life. Medicine, shelter, communications, food, self-defense, money and currency, everything. And that's the subject of my free book, by the way. It's called Resilient Prepping, if you want to download that. Completely free. Just go to resilientprepping.com and you can download all the MP3 files and a printable PDF with the full transcript so you can read through it if you wish, or hand it to somebody who wants to read it, or maybe someone who is hearing impaired and they can't listen to the audio. You can give them the transcript. The point is, I teach how to survive in both a high-tech environment and a low-tech environment, and then also a no-tech environment, which is the post-apocalypse collapse of society. We are inching closer every day to that collapse. You've probably seen some of the videos of the ransacking of restaurants and retail stores and cafes and the massive looting that's taking place in these blue cities. Have you seen that? And you're probably aware that even Walmart has said, we're out of Portland. We're closing down all the stores in Portland. We're out of there. Why? Rampant crime. Endless looting. No police. Well, I should say no effective police, because the police are not allowed to be police because of the radical left-wing Democrat libtards that run Portland. and Seattle and San Francisco, and you know, you get the idea. Feel sorry for cops these days, because even if they want to do a good job and stop crime, they're not allowed to. How crazy is that? But it's just another sign of the collapse that is encroaching upon our reality each and every day. And it does not work to sit in a room and say, oh, that's not happening. Let's be positive. You can be positive all day long. But when that mob breaks through your front door to pillage and loot and rape, you better have a positive grip on your AR-15. You better be positive. You've got 30 rounds in the magazine and one in the chamber. You better be positive. You have your sidearm. You better be positive. Your red dot is sighted in, you know? You need to be positive about certain practical things. But don't just sit there in a room and say, I'm going to stay positive and everything will be okay. No, it's not. The zombies don't care about your positivity. The zombies don't care that you sat in a room and meditated for hours on end. Like, I'm just going to focus on good things. Hey, zombies don't care. They're coming for you anyway. Nothing wrong with meditation or prayer or thinking positive as you get things done on a practical level. That's my point. Be practical. And kind of a corollary to this, by the way, is this belief that some people have that some outside force is going to come save them from this collapse that's happening. Now, I understand believing in God. I believe in God. I'm a Christian. I know that Jesus returns at some point. I just don't know when. It could be 100 years from now. There are people who are counting on the rapture as being the saving maneuver that, you know, frees them from this collapse. And smart people, even if they believe the rapture is imminent, which, I mean, who knows? Maybe there are signs. I don't know. It depends on whose interpretation you listen to. But even if you believe the rapture is imminent, it's critical to keep preparing, because what if your timing is off, huh? What if you're wrong? And some people use the rapture as their excuse to not prepare. And I think that is very foolish. And I don't think God wants you to just sit around and do nothing and just wait for the rapture. I think God wants you to help educate people, you know, spread the word of Christ, spread preparedness, help Christ-oriented people survive all of this, because technically we don't know when the rapture is coming, or if we're, you know, if it's pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib. I mean, I've heard it all. I don't know. You don't know, probably. Only God knows. So be prepared for all those outcomes. And then aside from the whole rapture idea, a lot of people think that, you know, Trump is going to save us, that Trump is coming back and he's going to save us this time. You know, this time he won't push vaccines on us. Are you sure? You sure about that? Because he hasn't said he won't. Operation Warp Speed Part 2. Or they say, well, this time Trump won't call for banning bump stocks or, you know, other pieces of hardware on firearms, you know, stabilizing braces, whatever. Are you sure? Because Trump was pretty much all in favor of the bump stock ban the first time around. I mean, he demanded it. Now, Trump is not really pro-Second Amendment all the way. I mean, he talks pro-Second Amendment, but when it comes down to it, he's still okay with banning hardware that is not a machine gun. The bump stock is not a machine gun. It's a piece of plastic. It just fits over the rear end of your rifle, basically. So anybody betting on Trump saving us, I mean, come on, get real. Trump's not going to save you. DeSantis is not going to save you. Obviously, Biden's not going to save you. He's still trying to save himself from dementia, I think, at this point. Even Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, he's running for president or thinking about it. Is he going to save America? Highly doubtful, even if he has the best of intentions, for the same reason that Trump couldn't, because there's this whole deep state. There's this whole bureaucracy of treasonous lunatics and lawless traitors. One man in the White House, or one woman even, no matter who it is, can't change the entire government overnight. Doesn't matter if his name is Bobby or Donald or Ron, right? It doesn't matter. Or a woman either. No person can change this overnight. So don't place your bets on some external force saving you. Place your bets on taking practical action that we, the people, are going to have to, at least on a practical level here, save ourselves. We're going to have to save ourselves. And then hopefully restore Christian values in this nation so that America might be saved when Christ actually returns, whenever that may be. And again, it could be centuries away. In the meantime, it's up to us. You understand? It's up to us. So take action right now, peacefully, lawfully, but take action because no one's going to do it for you. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com and also prepwithmike.com for more preparedness videos. Take care.